Hey, you wonderfully optimistic warrior mom. Welcome. I'm so glad that you are here and able to join me on this podcast today. I find it so phenomenal that you have decided to be a part of a community established for strong, intelligent women, mothers looking forward to igniting their passion towards being an entrepreneur and creating a legacy not only for herself, but her family. What is a wonderfully optimistic warrior mom? You are. Let's face it, mom. Every day is about making the best decisions to protect your family, especially your kiddos. There are days that you just feel like quitting and you don't have the energy to do anything, but you push past that and you do what needs to be done. Challenges come up all through life and you fight past them just like a warrior does. So in my book, all moms are warriors. However, most of the time, taking on these battles does come with a price. Sometimes these battles create confusion, fear, doubt, and negative emotions, and lots of times they leave deep battle wounds that seem to take forever to heal, which ends up totally weakening your defenses for the next battles to come. Sometimes even leaving you questioning who you are anymore. Look it, I get it. I've been there and done that. So although right now you may not be in the position where you feel like you are capable of having control over your energy, your time, your life, let alone be an entrepreneur, I am here to say, don't worry, I got you. If you have the relentless desire to make an impact, you are in the right place. Are you thinking this is impossible for you? Let me go ahead and tell you a little story about where I was once upon a time. Once there was this very busy lady. She was walking by her university, really not paying attention to where she was going, while she was looking down at her cell phone, just worrying about all the things she had to get done throughout the day. As she was walking, she suddenly feels the ground disappear from underneath her and falls on her behind. When she stands up, she notices she's in a deep black hole. Still confused by what happened, she begins to yell out for help. Unfortunately, no one hears her. So she starts to look around, trying to figure out how she can get herself out of the hole with no luck at all. She begins to yell. Suddenly, a woman stands over the hole and looks in. The woman says, "Hey, were you yelling for help?" "Yes, I was. I fell in here and I need help getting out of this hole." The woman looks at her watch and says, "Well, I have about an hour or so. Let's see what we can go ahead and figure out." The woman asks the lady what she was doing before she fell in the hole, what happened when she fell in the hole, how she thinks she ended up in the hole, and how she feels now that she is in the hole. The lady responds to each one of the questions, with the last one creating the biggest impact. She hadn't fully realized how terrible she felt about being in the hole. The lady answers, "I am really scared that I am not going to get out of this hole, and I have so much to do. I cannot afford to be in this hole much longer. Can you please tell me how to get out of this hole? Because I'm really not liking how I'm feeling right now." And the woman looks at her watch and says, "Oh, wow, I'm so sorry. Looks like our time is up. Tell you what, though, I will pass by here tomorrow at the same time, and if you still haven't figured out how to get out of this hole, we can chat a little bit more and see if we can find a solution. I feel like we're really getting somewhere." And the woman turns around and leaves. Very upset, the lady looks at her surroundings and anxiety begins to kick in. She just spent an entire hour talking, and instead of feeling better, she was feeling worse. And to top it all off, she was still in the hole. So she begins to yell for help again. Shortly after, a man peers over the edge. "Hi. I heard you yelling for help. Are you okay?" "No, I'm not. I fell in this hole and I can't get out. Please help me." And the man answers, "Sure, let's see what I can do. Well, tell me, what are you feeling right now? Why do you think you feel like this? And why do you think this happened? When did this happen? And tell me, how long have you been stuck in this hole?" The lady starts to explain everything and he says, "Okay, I think I have something that might help." He takes out a pen and writes on a paper and throws the paper in the hole. He tells the lady, "I think this may help you. I will check back in with you next week. If you're not out of the hole by then, I'll recommend something else for you. But I really have to go right now. My pager is going off. Hope this works for you. The lady begins to cry. Then she hears a loud bang and it begins to rain. Surely, as she thought things could not get any worse, the hole begins to fill with water. First the woman, the man, and now as if things couldn't get any worse, it starts to rain. And now she's cold and wet and scared and alone. Full-blown panic takes over and she begins to yell even louder. Another woman peers over the edge. "Hey, awesomeness, what's going on?" The lady's upset and says, "What does it look like? I need to get out of this hole." The woman smiles and says, "No problem. I can help you get out of the hole." The lady is tired and has already been disappointed twice and says, "Look, this hole is filling up with water very fast. So if you're really not going to help, then please just keep going. I have no time to waste talking and end up getting no real help." The woman is slightly taken back by the frustration from the lady, but smiles anyways. "I can help." And then she jumps in the hole with the lady. The lady is fully upset right now at what the woman just did and says, "Are you insane? Why would you jump in here with me? I wanted to get out, not us both be stuck in here." The woman smiles and says, "Don't worry. I jumped in because I can help you get out of this hole. Do you know why?" And the lady shakes her head, "No." The woman answers, "I can help because I've been in this hole before and I know how to get out. If you let me help you, I can help you get out too." So do you see, I've been in so many black holes, quickly filling up with water. And still, I can proudly say, here I am. I'm a wow mom turned wowpreneur and happy creating a legacy for my family and myself. And I would love the chance to show you how, step by step, so that you can build momentum and keep going, and all by simply making small changes to create huge impact. Heck, all of those mommy skills you've been building up throughout these years are definitely going to help you become a wowpreneur. So listen and see the results. Are you ready to see the results of the impact of change? Then you're going to want to stay tuned for all of these episodes.